It's no secret that we live in a crazy, upside-down world, and it seems like things are getting worse and worse. Immorality, open borders, horrible inflation, policies that are socialist, and many of us who believe in the Word of God and traditional values thought there might be a turning point with the midterms. Well, guess what? I don't have to tell you. It didn't happen. And I'm going to talk about it today on my podcast. I have kind of a contrarian view, and it has to do with the end of time. You don't want to miss this. I'm Stephen Strang, and this is the Strang Report.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back. If you follow me at all, you know that what we do is all about Spirit-led living. We believe you have to go 100% for the Bible, following Jesus. I like to tell people that when you talk about being a Christian, it's more than just a Sunday morning religion or going to church a few times a year or telling a pollster you're a Christian. You need to be sold out 100%. It affects how you do your finances, how you raise your family, how you live your life. Well, it's getting harder and harder to live the Christian lifestyle because so much of the culture is anti-Christian, maybe even anti-Christ. And, what do we do? It seems like we're losing left and right. And we can still do some things at the polls. And there's a lot of very, very sincere Christians who think all we have to do is elect some godly people who share our values and things will improve. Well, guess what? I'm one of those people. You may remember that in 2007 and 2008, I was a huge supporter of Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee is a fine leader. He did a very good job as governor in Arkansas. He's also a Baptist preacher. That's how he was trained. He shares our values. He's funny. He was able to handle the press. We had just elected another governor from Arkansas, so it was like, maybe we'll do it again. And, a lot of Christian people agreed with me because they got behind him. He actually came in second to John McCain. Now, in politics, that doesn't count, but he was able to get a momentum. Now, I personally think that he would have had a better job of beating Barack Obama than McCain did. There would have been a greater contrast, so to speak, but it didn't happen that way. And with Obama, things had been going bad, as far as I was concerned, for 40 or 50 years, but it took a turn for the worst. As you know, Obama said, it was time for change, radical change, and he brought in change. And since then, it's got even worse, especially the last 2 years. And, the worst inflation we've had since Jimmy Carter. And the borders have been a mess for years, but they're really bad now. All kinds of crime and riots, and the pundits were saying it's going to be a red wave. And down here in Florida, where I live, it was a red wave. Every single statewide office is now held by a Republican. In both the House and the Senate in Tallahassee are supermajorities. And in fact, I went to two victory parties on election night for two House seats in the Florida House. One was won by Rachel Plaken, who has raised Assemblies of God, is a very strong Christian, very outspoken in her faith. The next district over, which is the one I live in, Doug Bankson, who I've known for years, he is the pastor of a charismatic church. He also got into politics on the city council in Apopka, where he lives, and now he's moving up to Tallahassee. And we were doing high fives. We were so excited. They both won by a significant margin. And that's what we saw happen down here in Florida. Of course, we're on the East Coast, and our polls closed at 7, and I was thinking to myself, well, it looks like that red wave is going to happen. Well, it didn't happen. And in fact, there's still a couple of races as I'm recording this that aren't even decided yet. But what can we learn about this? And that's the purpose of me doing this podcast, is that we ran an article today, as a matter of fact, on Charisma News by a good friend of mine named Barry McGuire. Now, if you're a car guy, You probably know Meguiar's Wax. It was his grandfather who started that company. Barry Meguiar had a TV program called Car Crazy for many years. And he is a very outspoken Christian, a very strong Christian. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona. And he sent out an email to some friends of his, and I happened to be on his list. And I looked at it and I said, you know, this would make a great editorial. And we ran it. And he said that with all the people, especially Christians, you know, there were some very, very good Christians that ran that came close to winning but didn't win. And he says, could it be that we pray for our will to be done, but it's not really God's will? And he makes a point that's very sobering. He says that America is a very wicked nation. In fact, Billy Graham was quoted as saying a number of years ago that if God did not judge America for its sins, he was going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. In nearly every category that you measure things, media, movies, pornography, all these kinds of things, America leads the world in all these things, influences the world. However, those of us who are Christians still believe that God raised up America for a purpose, that our founding fathers established the nation on Christian principles. I definitely believe that. But do you know what? Most Americans don't. Only maybe 20, 25% believe biblical values. And depending on how you define that term, Christian worldview or biblical values, the percentage alters. You know, only barely about 50% of the people go to church at all. And in our Christian bubble, where we associate with Christians, we try to raise our families in a Christian environment, we try to encourage each other as believers, we're not aware of some of this kind of stuff. Yes, you see it in the media, but depending on what shows you watch or what magazines you read or what newspapers you read, you can kind of stay away from it. But it doesn't. Normal Americans don't think like we do. And when we're in a Christian context, it's real easy to get all excited. Like, I'll use the example. I used to love to go to Donald Trump rallies. I went to several. When you were in there, you were pumped. You know, we're going to make America great again. You know, we're taking back the country. Everyone in the arena was a handful of people who snuck in, felt that way. But guess what? The whole country didn't feel that way. I heard a pundit on one of the secular stations, one of the conservative stations, say that with everything so bad, there's a whole lot of people in the country that never even listen to conservative media. All they hear is from the liberal media that are shrills for the Democratic Party. That's all they hear. And it's just enough that it kind of shifted this. You know, they're not that up. They're told that everything's okay, that people flooding across the border is okay, that the inflation's not that bad or whatever it is. Or not only that, but if the Republicans take over, it'll be bad, 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 bad. They don't know why. They're just told this, and they believe it. And I think it's the same way even in Christian circles. Listen, there are some Christian meetings I've gone to, too, where we're praying, seeking God, saying, if my people will humble myself and pray and turn from their wicked ways, in like we can repent for the whole country. But you know why it is happening? And Barry made this point, and that's why we ran this editorial online, is he says that something is building toward the end of time. It's moving toward a one-world government. It's moving toward the Antichrist. Well, you know, if there was a strong America that believed in basic freedom, like let's say around the time of World War II, where America basically saved the world for democracy. I mean, if Hitler had won, the world would be very different than it is today. Entirely different. In fact, most of us wouldn't have been born. My dad was in World War II, and so I would not have been born, for example. And a lot of other people could say the same thing. But do you know what? America is not the same anymore. We're a laughingstock around the world. Our military is a mess. In some ways, thank God we still have a strong military, but Do you know there are people in the military more interested in transgenderism than they are in winning wars, which is what the military is for? General Jerry Boykin makes that point. He's written about it, and I've been at meetings where he makes that point. We have to think about it. But I wanted to just share a few words from what Barry had to say. He said, America has earned God's judgment 1,000 times over, and we know America isn't even mentioned in last day prophecies. In 2 short years, America has lost the world's respect and our nation's confidence. The idea of turning our allegiance to a global leader, the Antichrist, is now a fait accompli. It's going to happen. We deserve it to happen. God is no longer willing to allow anything to slow down the race for judgment. And then he continued, if you love God and still live for this world and the things of the world, these elections are your worst nightmare. But if you love God with eyes fixed on the world to come, the darker it gets, the closer you are to the rapture and actually seeing him face to face. When Paul describes the rapture of the church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he talks about the rapture of the church and so forth, and then he ends with these words, comfort each other with these words. So we need to take comfort that is bad. Listen, I don't want to go through the tribulation, and depending on what your eschatology is, some people think the church will be snapped away. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. That's how I was raised. That's how I describe my own eschatology, but we'll have to wait and see. You know, the thing is, we live in this little bubble, and we think that God is going to spare us any pain at all. We can't assume that. But the point that Barry is making, the point I'm trying to make, is that we need to be encouraged. Listen, it looks like it's getting really bad, but that means that all these things are going to happen. And don't we believe that after all these things happen is a 1,000-year rule of Christ on the earth? We call it the great millennium. We don't talk about it very much in church anymore. It's almost like we don't believe in it. In fact, the second coming, the end of time, is not talked about except for a few ministries that's kind of their shtick. So I want to be encouraged. The world is not ending because the midterms did not look like we wanted them to. We have to believe that God is on the throne. The end of time may come very, very quick. It may not come for a couple hundred years. Who knows? We don't know. But we've got to look toward things that are eternal, not things that are political or cultural. Listen, would I like to shift the culture? Absolutely, in a Christian direction. Absolutely. Do I think the left has gone too far? Is wokeness dangerous? Absolutely, I believe it. And I'm sure that you probably do too, or you wouldn't be watching me. But it really caught my attention when he said, if you love God and still love this world and the things of the world, these election is your worst nightmare because it's not getting better. Now, we have constitutional rights in this country. We have responsibility as believers. We need to speak up. We need to vote. Like my friends Rachel Plaken and Doug Bankson, we need to run for office. You know, there's a whole lot of people that I could mention that are godly people in office, and we need to encourage them. It is not totally lost. But I guess the point I'll make, and I'll kind of circle back around, and then I'll close this, is that we've got to look beyond the election. We certainly cannot look to the Republican Party. We can't look to a strong leader like Donald Trump. Listen, I wrote 3 books on Donald Trump. I interviewed him personally. I'm one of his strongest backers, but he is not our salvation. I mean, if anything, he's so old. I mean, he's not going to be around at some point. None of us will be around forever. These problems are going to continue no matter what election, or now or election in 2 years. So I hope I gave you something to think about, maybe something to pray about. I want to encourage you to subscribe to my new YouTube channel. We're starting to go more of it with video. You'll see my set is a little bit different this time. We're trying out some different things. I would be glad for you to send me questions. You can send them to info@charismamedia.com. I will personally answer you. I may deal with some of the questions on future podcasts. I also want you to share this, whether you watch the video, whether you listen to my audio podcast. We want to continue to grow, get the word out. And I believe that God has given me a perspective that I have a responsibility to share. My whole life, I've tried to be kind of an arm's length journalist, you know, that was impartial. And I believe that it's important for journalists to be impartial. But I'm editorializing. I'm pontificating. I'm a commentator. And I'm trying to inject the Christian, spirit-filled perspective into the dialogue. Do you agree with me? Do you not agree with me? I'd like to hear from you. So I'll wrap it up. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.